been looking at the word endurance, and it came down to me thinking about, well, actually, I bought Maya a Barbie gymnast, and it made me think about athletes and how hard an athlete has to work to actually attain that gold medal. Nobody wants silver, nobody wants bronze, and nobody wants to walk away from the Olympics with no medal at all. But that gold medal and the endurance that they have to achieve that. I remember taking Danny to boxing twice a day. That took some endurance on my part. But for him and the training that he done, you know, his eating regime was very, very tight. Certain things he could eat, certain things he couldn't eat. And then when it came up to him actually having a fight, he'd slow down on the training side. So that he was at his right peak when he went in for that fight. He was boxing. But I was thinking about when the training gets tough, they dig down deep and they endure to push through it. Why? Because their mental state tells them, I want that gold. I want that gold medal. And we, as God's kids today, also have to dig deep sometimes. You know, we're not in a race, we're not in a 100-meter dash, or we're not running the mile, but we're in the race of life with Christ Jesus. He's in us, he's supporting us, he's our sort of like cheerleader. He's there wanting, really encouraging us to, come on, you can do this, right? No matter how tough it gets, you have that endurance. Just like Christ had when he was put on the cross. He had the endurance to actually go through with it. Same with us today. We're told we have a personal adversary, right? Adversary looks for the weaknesses. He wants to steal from us. He wants to take our peace, our joy, our love, our patience. Anything he can do to take us off from walking by that spirit. See, as soon as we take our eyes off God, he's won. And then our endurance levels become very, very low. But as soon as we get our focus back on God, then we have that willingness to succeed. That endurance kicks in and we want to be the best that we can be. Many passages within the Bible tells us about endurance. I'm not going to look at all of them, but we're going to look at the first one, Hebrews 10. I will read them out so that you can look at them. I'm not reading all of them, and I'm not going to tell you all of them, but there are quite a few. Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 36, it says, "For ye have need of patience." That word patience is endurance. "That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." See, we're not looking for the promise of a gold medal. But we're looking for the promise of that peace and that joy that comes from running this race. You know, yes, we get attacked by the adversary. Yes, he attacks our physical bodies. He might attack our finances, like Lawrence was sharing, our relationships, our jobs. Anywhere that where there's a slight weakness. So that's why we have to, like Lawrence said, we gird up our loins. We don't want to have any signs of weaknesses. You know, we have every enablement that is available to us. All the promises of God are ours. And we just say yes and we claim them and amen for that. James chapter 1 and in verse 2. We'll have a quick look at this one. James chapter 1. And in verse 2 it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Count it joy. If you're being attacked and you're getting a tough time, count it as joy. Why? Because knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, it shows where you're at. If you're being attacked and you just can't get up, you've given up, then your faith needs to increase, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. The adversary is beneath our feet. We don't have to have any fears, worries or doubts, but we do know that it's only faith that pleases God, and he's given us every enablement. There's also Colossians 1:11, 1 Corinthians 10, 13 and 14. There's Romans 15, 5. But we're going to take another look now in Hebrews 12, over a page. And in verse 2 it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, as I said, Jesus Christ endured. And we would never be put in any position that we couldn't handle. And I think sometimes when we go through these trials and these tribulations, it makes us a stronger person. Mm. Right? It's not that we're weak. In fact, if you are going through trials and tribulations right now, it's because you're doing it right. The adversary is hating it, right? And so he sends out his little hordes to attack. But remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. And if Jesus Christ could endure, how much more can we endure with Christ in us? Continuing our Christian commitment in the face of difficulty. That's what we do. We continue. We pursue. We don't let anything beat us. But we have to get our faith to the level where we know that we can do. Right? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now, we all know that verse, but do we all believe it? Mm-hmm. Do we all push and endure to the level where we really see that come through? Because it's true, right? God is not a man that he should lie. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So no matter what we're being attacked with, we'll learn from it and we will grow stronger in it. Yes, and then the adversary will find something else to attack us with. But again, we are what? We are overcomers. We will endure to the end, right? This race for life. We continue to hold on in there, and then we see God come through. God will never put you in a thing that you won't be able to get out of, right? So we go under pressure. Maybe we have a bit of hardship. Maybe we have persecution. Maybe we have trials and tribulations. But we are not superheroes, and we are not superhuman. But we are mighty conquerors.
Amen.
You know, we don't run around with capes and masks on. We don't lift boulders that are 15 times the weight of us as a person. But we are super conquerors. And why do I know that? Because Romans 8:37 says it. Let's have a look. Romans 8. You all know this one. Romans 8. Good to have a look. Good to refresh our memories. Good to put it in that bank. Because we can always claim it another day. Romans 8:37 says, nay. Mm. Nay. No, I'm not a horse. Nay. Yeah. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So all these things, all these persecutions, all this pressure, all this hardship, all these trials and tribulations, all without exception, we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:35, go back a little bit. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we have to remember that we hold on in there. Nothing can beat us, but we have to have the mentality of an athlete, that we will pursue, we will endure to the very end. No matter how hard our muscles ache, how hard our mind hurts, however hard our bodies are crumbling under the pressure, we still hold on in there. Because see, there's no rewards unless there's a cost. And it always costs us something. But God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We stay faithful to him and to the Christ that lives in us. And Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Right? It's not that we do this by ourselves. It's the Christ that lives within us that helps us achieve it. Finally, hold on in there, guys, because this pressure or hardship or persecution or trials and tribulations is going to fade. Why? Because you're more than a conqueror, and because finally you're being strong. You're being strong in the Lord that endured all, that will never have to endure what he did. And yes, we will win. We'll win because Christ is coming back. And that's what I wanted to share.